Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's really interesting when I list a number of things from the news that are irking me. I often will get extremely selective responses to what I say on the text line. Got one such response from John in Milwaukee. John, one of my frequent critics, I'll just call him generously on the text line, first calling me an angry woman. John, when you hear Democrats that are men on the radio, do you call them angry men? Just wondering. But John continues and he says, you're not just an angry woman, you're a liar. As of February 18th, over 170 illegals. No person is illegal. They were migrants. We're at Gitmo with many more on the way. No, John. See, you sometimes have to continue to read the news on a daily basis because those 170 Venezuelan migrants deported to Guantanamo, which may be unconstitutional, were flown home as of February 21st. So I'll take the feedback, but I hope you don't mind if I provide some of my own, which is, again, keep up with the news. I'm glad I could bring you some of that actual updated information, John. Folks, let's talk a little bit about Germany and what has been going on there. They have had a far-right party that often will get as close as German law will permit them to Nazi symbolism and ideology. It's called the Alternative for Deutschland, AfD. They have doubled their support in national elections in just 4 years. This last election, which occurred over the weekend in Germany, they racked up 20.8%. So this is a big deal. Now, the interesting thing is, if you look where the AfD's support is the strongest, it is basically like looking at a map of East and West Germany. I kid you not. It is like, if you're old enough to remember when there were still two Germanys and a Berlin Wall existed and Checkpoint, Alpha, Beta, and Charlie, the AfD took down the entirety of East Germany almost in an exact map of East and West Germany back from 1988. It's pretty wild. However, some of its popularity is spreading west. For 1 in 5 Germans, the AfD and its rhetoric has become normalized, according to some polls. Does this sound familiar to a bit of what's happening here at home? Now, even though Germany, by the way, has coalition governments, multi-party, and even though the AfD came in second with, let's see again here, 20.8% of the vote, it's actually blocked from being part of the next government because of what Germany has adopted. It's called a firewall. That it's not in the law, but it's Germany's main political parties, more centrist, one centrist left, one centrist right, adopted this firewall approach to basically agree to put their differences aside, govern as a coalition to keep any far-right party like the AfD out of governing power. They've had this arrangement since World War II. If that tells you how far-right the AfD is, there it is. The AfD, of course, claims it's libertarian, not racist. But, yeah, it's sort of... I'll believe what you do, not what you say. And in May 2024, so just last year, not too long ago, a German court rejected AfD's legal claims to change its classification by the German government as a far-right extremist organization. The judges in that case finding that the AfD had, quote, positions that disparage the democratic order and are incompatible with the principle of democracy. This election in Germany, biggest turnout in 40 years. was like 82, almost 83% voting percentage, eligible voter participation. Which basically boils down to, if you want to do back of the envelope math, it's like 4 in 5 eligible Germans voted. They had 9 debates. 9. 9 times. If you're a Ferris Bueller fan. 9 debates. We had 1. Again, the coalition government is going to be created from basically the center-left and the center-right parties in Germany. There's been a lot of shifting going around in the last decade, with one of the more far, far left parties falling quickly out of favor. And I want to just point this last piece out about the German election. Just fascinating. I think it's got a lot of lessons for us. But one of the major social media impacts, social media had a big impact in this last election cycle for Germany. TikTok was huge. It actually is thought to have gained a lot of traction for the, quote, left party. That's the an actual name of a party there. Heidi Reichenach, which is the left's co-chair, she went viral on TikTok after she gave a speech denouncing the far-right AfD party and now has like over 580,000 followers on TikTok, and that post attracted some 7 million views, largely credited with saving the left party. Very interesting. Very interesting. And here's the last tidbit. Then we'll take care of some business, bring our good friend Dan Schaefer on, talk a little state politics. Here's the last thing that I found very fascinating about these German elections. Young folks, ages 18 to 24, basically broke both far right and far left. Not a lot of voting in that age group for the centrist parties. Does this sound familiar, anyone? Whereas the above 24 folk, a little bit more centrist in Germany. When we come back, we're going to bring on political editor Dan Schaefer for the State Slate with Dan Schaefer. Talk all things Wisconsin politics. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. All over, all over.
Tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.